praise God. Amen. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for forgiving all my sins, for disarming Satan, disarming principalities and powers, and you have given me that liquid love of compassion. We just thank and praise you, Jesus. Tonight, your Shekinah glory has manifested in this place. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We lift you up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Say, tonight is my night for a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I got to get straightened around here. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We're right at the edge of heaven. You know that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God wants to talk tonight about the kingdom living. There's a series coming out about that. And so we'll just go with that series until who knows when. You know the reason why? There's roughly 40 parables in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in 19 of them, Jesus had referenced or mentioned the kingdom. You think he's trying to tell us something? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I'm anointed. I shall receive tonight the word of God into my life. It shall cause an explosion of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, I'm just standing up here. I might as well do something. Praise you, Jesus. Say, kingdom living. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Turn, if you would, Steve, to Matthew 6, 33. Eventually, this series is going to get into the gifts of the Spirit. This is kind of just an outline here. There's an awful lot of revelation God's giving me about the word of knowledge and wisdom. And so, but we may touch on a little bit tonight, but this is important here. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So you and I, it's our job to seek the kingdom and seek the righteousness. It's his job to add to us. Amen? So even though we're born again, we may not have the gifts added to us. It may be in the Spirit in us, but it may not be added to us. If you want to have a good marriage, then you got to seek what the kingdom law says about marriage. And he'll add a good marriage to you, or finances, or your call upon your life, whatever it may be. So my job and your job is to seek his kingdom and righteousness. Kingdom is Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want to eventually learn how to draw everything from the heavenly realm, because that's where we are in Christ. Amen? To learn to walk in the supernatural so that we can help people today. There's so many people in church today or in churches today that are very sick. They're oppressed. And there's all kinds of disease going on in the body of Christ. It's broken. It's hurt. And we've gotten away from the anointing. We've gotten away from the power. We've gotten away from speaking the name of Jesus. We've gotten away from walking in the authority. I was in Walmart's yesterday, I guess it was. My wife was, we had checked out. My wife was getting ready to, you know, you wait for that thing to come up, the sign, and it wouldn't work. So I slapped it in the name of Jesus. And the lady looked at me, and all of a sudden it went, poop, it worked. And I said, that's authority. And the lady behind Betty went, yeah, that's authority. Praise God. I don't know what made me do that. I got real bold and wild about it, you know. I whacked it, and Betty looked at me, and the thing went bling. Hallelujah. So God wants us to walk in the authority. Kingdom living, amen? And there's a reason why Jesus mentioned in 19 of the 40 stories or parables the kingdom. Amen? If you and I, by the Holy Spirit, can get into that kingdom walk, I'll tell you what, the enemy won't come near you. Sickness won't come near you. Poverty won't come near you. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's number one. Seek ye first, and he's going to add to us. Say, God's going to add to me. It's going to come by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to take from Jesus and give to me whatever he hears. And he's going to hear, add. Amen? The Bible talks about persevering. The Bible talks about pressing in. Amen. We're going to keep on knocking. There's a lot of people today wondering about a lot of things about God. And they're ready to just sit down and give up. God don't want you quitting. God wants you to preach yourself happy. He wants you to speak the word of God. He wants you to seek the kingdom. And God says, I want to add the anointing. I want to give you more anointing. I want to give you some light about the gifts of the Spirit. I want to see you walking in the fruits of the Spirit of love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness. You see, that's what God wants. He wants us to be Christ-like. Amen? Our will by nature is, that's okay, you can say that. Say, our will or my will by nature is in bondage to the flesh. We want to come out of that, don't we? Yes. Have you ever noticed when you have an emotion or you get hurt, you almost live there? Some people live there for weeks, for months. Hallelujah. Our will by nature is bondage to the flesh. Say salvation. Not by works. But rather Christian living. That's Christ-like. That's the kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, to Philippians. I know some of you, we're just kind of setting some things here. I know you've all heard this before, but hearing it and walking in it is two different things. Amen? We've all heard about miracles. We've all heard about healings. We've all heard about the gifts. We've all heard about liquid love. At least I hope you have. Hallelujah. Philippians 2. Praise you, Jesus. Verses 12 and 13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That's part of the kingdom walk, saints, to have Christian living, to have God, next verse, 13, to have God working in us, for it is God who in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. God wants to see you blessed. God wants to see you receiving his love. God wants to receive you, see you receive the mind of Christ. God wants you walking in victory. So God is in you to help you, to work out your salvation. And so if you understand salvation is deliverance, so where do you need deliverance? Are you allowing God to work out your salvation? Do you need deliverance in your mind? Are you oppressed? Do you need deliverance in your pocketbook? Do you need deliverance in your heart and your lungs? Or do you need deliverance in your liver? Do you need deliverance? God's working in you so that your salvation will manifest. And in that salvation is deliverance. Amen? That's walking in the kingdom. That's kingdom living. When you walk in your salvation, allowing God in you to help you, that's kingdom living. That's Christian living. Every Christian who's Christ-like ought to be walking in his or her salvation through Jesus Christ. We ought to be getting the benefits, amen? Amen. We can't remain as a seed. We got to grow up. And God is always tugging at us to help us to get the victory. The flesh is always giving attention to the flesh. And so God is more, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So you have a greatness of God in you that wants to teach you how to walk in the kingdom living. How to have peace in your mind, peace in your home, victory in your marriage, victory in your finances. That's kingdom living. The blessings of Abraham belongs to us. You know what's wrong? We don't have violent faith. We got to get violent faith. We got to command the hand of God. Isaiah 45:11 says, I command the hand of God. Say it. I command the hand of God. And wherever you need that, that's where you command the hand of God. That's violent faith. Most people don't believe in this, but the Word of God says that. So we don't believe in the Word of God, or some people don't. Hallelujah. This is the authorized version. This is the King James. This is the authorized. Say, this is the authorized version. Do you know how many Greek, when we go to look for Greek or look for Hebrew, how many false interpretations there is out there? Do you know the only Greek, if you're going to look up Greek, should come out of the Antioch Church? There is actually a Greek interpretation that comes through the Antioch Church, the Christian Church. That's the only one you should be listening to. Do you know how many Greek things are out there and Hebrew things are out there? And most of those words are wrong. The enemy will try anything. This is the authorized version. If you don't know Greek and Hebrew, this is Greek and Hebrew. Put into our language, the authorized version. Are you listening? I mean, we all become experts. I can't even talk English right. Why am I going to study some other language except tongues? Amen? Hallelujah. So you are going to seek the kingdom and righteousness, and God's going to add to you. What's he going to add to you? Starting with your salvation. See, we're trying to get into some places over here, and we don't even have salvation working in our lives. We've kind of grieved God the Holy Spirit in us. I'm working in you. It's my will that you be blessed, that you have peace in your mind, that you have healing in your physical body, that your sins are no longer in your stinking thinking. Amen? Hallelujah. I saw a study where there was four pastors talking about how many wrong Hebrew, and they're made up of wrong spirits. And so we're all walking around saying, well, the Hebrew says this. And I think the authorized version was a mistake. God was wrong over here. He didn't mean to say it that way. So I'm called to correct the authorized version. Do you know how many people who get caught up in that? You'll never seek the kingdom that way. You'll never have God add to you if you think you're smarter than God. I won't. You won't. We got to humble ourselves and get rid of pride. Say, I'm going to overcome financial fear. I'm going to seek the kingdom, his righteousness. He's going to add the Abraham blessing to me through Christ Jesus. Amen? Money is important. If you don't like it, put it in the box. I can take care of it for you. Amen? I've been in ministry over 30-some-odd years, and I've never taken up a collection. Luke 22:35. And he said to them, when I sent you without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything? So they said, nothing. When you and I seek the kingdom and his righteousness, he starts adding things to us. And we should at some point have no lack. Amen? I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what principalities say. I don't care what my dumb head says unless it's a mind of Christ. I don't lack anything, but I must seek the kingdom living in his righteousness, and he'll add that to me. So if he's not adding to me, maybe you're not seeking. Maybe you're not seeking his righteousness. Maybe you're seeking something else. Maybe you're trying to be some kind of Bible teacher in the authority in Greek and Hebrew. See, people don't like this. You notice the church is not packed out? See, they don't like this. If people drink, they can't sit in here. If people smoke pot, they can't sit in here. Not because of me, but because the worshiper was seeking God's presence. I got so numb over there, I thought God gave me a whole shot of Novocaine. Didn't you feel it tonight? She's seeking the presence. The rest of the praise team is seeking the presence. And I'm going to just flow in that. I'm going to have a Holy Ghost hangover tomorrow, but I'm still going to be happy. When I sent you out, you know, today we're taught we got to have all kinds of partners. We got to have this, we got to have that. It's not wrong to ask for that. But first you got to learn, can you believe that he'll supply? Amen. Hallelujah. And he said to them, when I sent you without money, that's tough for Americans. Without the money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything? So they said, nothing, Lord. We didn't lack anything. We today, saints, don't know how to get the promises of God. Don't know how to walk in our salvation. Don't know how to seek the kingdom. Don't know how to receive when God tries to add something to us. You know what we say to God? I'm not called to do that. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I'm refusing. Hallelujah. my tongue gets so numb. Of course, my head's always been kind of numb, but years ago, I said, God, I want to learn that. He said, then don't ever ask for money. It's not wrong for him over here or her over here or them over there to take up a collection, but it's wrong for you. If you're going to ask the draw from me, you got to seek the kingdom. You got to seek my righteousness. I want to add things to you. Caleb said, Caleb had to have some land added to him, but he had to wait 40 years. How long are you willing to wait? Say, until I get it. I command the hand of God. I'm going to walk in violent faith. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So I want to seek the kingdom. I want God to add to me the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. A little bit tonight. Has anybody here ever had someone while you was home or someplace else laid on your heart and you started praying for them? When it was laid on your heart, that's the supernatural knowledge. When you started praying for them, that's wisdom. Because you're probably going to pray some scriptures or you're going to praise the word of God into their lives and don't know why. So supernatural knowledge has come to you, and it takes the word of wisdom to operate in the knowledge. The knowledge is so-and-so needs prayer. He's on my heart or she's on my heart. The word of wisdom is how to operate in that knowledge God's given you about that individual, so you start speaking and you're operating in the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. You don't even know. Most people don't even know it. Most people will just label it intercessory prayer, and it can be that also. But let me tell you something, saints. God is wanting to release gifts, and God's wanting to bring you light and revelation about the gifts so that you only when you're sitting in your home or someplace and you get someone comes on your heart, and then you start praying for that individual, if you would record that, you would be praying things that you never thought of. You'd be praying God's going to meet her need or his need. You may be praying the power of spirit. You may be binding Satan. You may be binding principalities and powers. So knowledge comes to you. Then it takes wisdom, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge comes to you. Then it takes the word of wisdom to operate in the word of knowledge. And if you could just record yourself if something like that, and everybody in here basically probably has had that happen to them. You can take that same thing. I've been sitting in my office, and I shared with somebody, and I actually can receive their thinking. Receiving their thinking means I'm getting a word of knowledge, and if I'm not careful, I will express it thinking it's me. I don't know if you can receive this or not. So let's just say you're sitting in your living room and someone's talking to you. And that person is thinking about griping God's miracles. These things don't work, that don't work, and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden you hear yourself saying a little bit like that. Yeah, I don't know about this. See, you didn't wait long enough. When knowledge came to you, you had to wait for the word of wisdom to operate in that knowledge. The word of wisdom will tell you it's not you. Amen? So the whole thing about this is to help the individual sitting in your living room by saying, you know something? I'm sitting here thinking, oh, God's showing me, is that true? And you may not hit every word because my lingo, the way I talk from New Hampshire. People say, I wasn't saying that way. Well, so God wants to operate. Listen now. Turn, if you would, Steve, to 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. If you believe you have the mind of Christ, you're seeking the kingdom and righteousness, he's adding the mind of Christ. You let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. When that mind starts operating, it'll be operating in the knowledge and the wisdom of God, the gifts of the Spirit. So you may not at that moment say, oh, this is the mind of Christ. You may start operating in the gift, but really, you're not operating in this mind. You're operating in the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is bringing you supernatural knowledge and then giving you the wisdom what to do about it. See, most people don't think of this. Well, obviously, if you're being trained by the Holy Spirit, he's not going to say, now, this is the mind of Christ. Now, this is what's going to happen. It just flows out of you. But when you sit back and you seek the kingdom, seek righteousness, you'll find out he just added to you knowledge and wisdom. He just added to you, or you experienced the mind of Christ. See, we're so taken up in the flesh, we don't recognize that the mind of Christ is operating in us. That's the only way you're going to do anything. The mind of Christ is the mind of the anointed one. Christ means the anointed one. So the Holy Spirit is flowing from you. He's taken from Christ, and John talks about he'll take from Christ and he'll give to us. So the Holy Spirit is taking from the mind of Christ, and he's operating the mind of Christ in you. That's kingdom living, saints. To recognize that you just operated in the mind of Christ, and then to keep on seeking that so that you'll get better at it. So he'll add more to you. And it may flow into healing. It may flow into seeing people's hearts if it's done in liquid love. You don't want to see someone's heart to put them down. Or to destroy them, but to help them. I was telling a story one time. I was preaching in another church we used to have, and there was two lesbians sitting in the church, and I never said nothing. So maybe 4 or 5 weeks went by. They asked to speak to me. We went in the little office I had, just a little office off from the sanctuary, and they said, "You know, don't you?" I said, "Uh-huh." The both of them received Jesus Christ, but the both of them said, "I don't have to get married right now, do I?" I says, "Absolutely not." They were free that moment, absolutely freed from that. Because I saw their hearts, they knew I saw their hearts, and everything I was preaching in those 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it was when they were in that church, it was touching that heart. It was being preached to that heart. Now, I'm not saying that God wasn't touching other people in the church, but it was being driven into that heart. So they received it because it was the mind of Christ. It was that liquid love. I have seen this, but if you'll get a hold of this, saints, and keep on seeking the word of knowledge, the mind of Christ, He'll keep adding to you. All of a sudden, you start reading people's hearts in a loving way. And you may not point someone out, but you may just speak it generally, and people will say, "That's me." Some of you have come up to me and said, "Boy, it sounds like you was preaching just right to me." Right? Well, that's the mind of Christ. He wants you to get that picture or to get that revelation. So if you want kingdom living, once you get light about the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, you're working your salvation out now. It's all part of your salvation to flow in that. It's the mind of Jesus Christ. We have the mind of Christ. God, the Holy Spirit, wants you to recognize it at that moment. So you won't give credit to, "Gee, I don't know what happened to me. I never done that before." You see, it just kind of flowed out of me. God wants you to seek it. God wants to add more to you. That's why you see some people operating in the gifts, and all of a sudden they're talking about people's phone numbers, and they live in five states away. And they're giving addresses in five states away that's standing before them. Well, what is that for? What's the purpose behind that? If they can believe that that's God telling them the phone number and the address, then they can believe in healing. So God is using that so they can receive healing. So it ain't mind reading. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's not spin the bottle or nothing like that. It's simply God using you to try to communicate to the mind of Christ to that individual. See, Branham constantly would seek this. Catherine Kuhlman, when she got miracles flowing through her, she kept seeking it. When I had multiple sclerosis for seven years, I kept seeking the healing. I kept seeking the kingdom. I kept seeking the righteousness. I kept allowing the salvation to be worked out in my life by the Holy Spirit in me. I kept giving into God, not completely all the time, but I started giving into God. I stopped swearing. I stopped smoking. I stopped drinking booze. And so I slowly was working my salvation out. And I was giving into God. And the more I gave into God, the more I would seek God, the more he would add to me. He gave me victory over MS. He gave me victory over my mind thoughts. He gave me victory over smoking. He gave me victory over drinking. You see what I'm trying to say? Because once I got a taste of God, I kept seeking it. And I started to realize that God was in me. He was helping me. I was starting to receive from the mind of Christ. Not this mind, but the mind of Christ. And I started agreeing with the mind of Christ. I'm telling you, there's people sitting here right now that God has done things in your life, but you ain't continually seeking it. You know why? You didn't get that revelation. Well, I've been praying and I've been reading the Word of God. No, seeking what manifested in your life so that he can add to it. This is kingdom living, saints. Eventually, you'll be like Jesus. You'll be saying, I only say what Jesus says. I only do what I see the Father do, Jesus would say. We only want to say what Jesus, the Holy Spirit in us, the mind of Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So slowly, it will be added to your life. And you'll start saying things that Jesus says, or what the Spirit of God is saying to you, the voice of God in you, not only from the Word of God, but the voice of God in you. You'll hear him start saying things. Now listen, saints, here's the whole thing. The enemy will come and try to steal what you don't understand about the kingdom. That's what Jesus taught in Matthew 13. So he'll try to get you away from that light and that revelation. The Holy Spirit will get you to try to keep seeking it, because the promise is, I'll add it to you. The promise is, it's part of your salvation. The promise is you lack nothing. You may not have manifestations of things, but you lack nothing because everything in Christ is yes, yes. Right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So God wants you to understand you got to seek the kingdom. The kingdom is Jesus. It's his kingdom law. It's the supernatural law that comes from the mind of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants you to understand this because I really believe there's people sitting here that you have gotten some of this stuff working through you, but you never recognize. You never got light about it. If he laid someone on your heart and you started praying for that individual, and I don't mean interceding is a part of it, but when wisdom comes, and when you meet that person, you say, you know something? You was on my heart the other day, and I started praying this. I say, wow, that's just exactly what I needed. Did you get it? Yeah, I got a breakthrough. Because knowledge came to you, and wisdom taught you how to operate in that knowledge on behalf of that individual. Amen? Amen? The trouble is, sometimes we shut down. sometimes we don't keep seeking. Now, seeking means you ought to be studying what it means about the word of knowledge, what it means about the mind of Christ. You ought to be saying, Holy Spirit, I'm studying it, I'm seeking it, and I want you to teach me. And you may have to be alone in your prayer closet. You may be have to be, Many times God will bring me light and revelation of something that he'd done through me, and I'd have never thought of it that way from here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? The word of knowledge is supernatural. The word of wisdom is what to do with the knowledge that God brought to you. And it's really the mind of Christ. And tonight we're going to pray for people, and we're going to see what God the Holy Spirit... I can't plan what the Holy Spirit's going to say and do. But I do know that he wants to bring light and revelation to all of us. So if I've mentioned something like that's happened in your life, your key is to seek it. Amen? And to expect, get violent faith, command the hand of God to expect him to add to you. Add what? More of that gift. So that your stakes will be moved. Amen? You'll be able to help more people. Hallelujah. Well, we'll continue this Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're bringing light, the mind of Christ. Holy Spirit, you're reminding of things that Jesus said. We want to seek the kingdom law. We want to operate in the kingdom law, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. What does Ephesians 2:6 say, Steve? I ain't got it written down here. It just seemed to pop into my head. See what it says here. He raised us up together, made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. My God. For some reason, he wanted me to put that up there. I don't have it written down here. It just came into my mind. I became obedient to it. I didn't let my mind say, well, that ain't the right scripture. Shut up, head. He raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where you are. So when you're seeking the kingdom, the righteousness, you're actually seeking where you're sitting to get manifestation of where you are and who you are in Christ. You see that? And he raised us up together. This is something that's done. And sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Everybody says, boy, I'd like to go to heaven and see what's going on. You are in heaven. According to God's word. Amen. The authorized version. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may not get in someone's face, but you've got to think supernaturally. You got to call those things into your life. You got to command the hand of God. Are you sick of what's going on in your life? How little God is using you? Well, two people said yes. Guess what? It's because you're not seeking it. What you're seeking is what you understand. The mind of Christ you don't understand. Sitting in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, you don't understand. You don't have to understand it. You just got to have faith and believe it. In Mark 9:23, all things are possible to you if you just believe it. We want to believe for the mind of Christ. We want light and revelation to come. I want to seek the kingdom. I want you to add to me, God. I don't want to walk around a piece of dust with mold growing on me. I want to be a shiny coin. One that someone can find. And when they find the coin, they'll find you, Jesus, because my mouth will be open and I shall speak the resurrection power. I shall speak the blood of Jesus, the virgin birth, the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you remember what he said to Ezekiel? Speak to the bones. Huh? Will these bones rise up? Huh? I don't know, Lord. Speak to it. God gets us, and he gets us all stirred up so that we'll get bold and start speaking to the mountain. Start speaking to the cancer. Start speaking to the poverty. See, I'm in a heavenly place in Christ Jesus. The devil can't go there. And I think spiritually that's where we are. Because you know why? We're all in Christ if we're saved. Amen? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I have divine healing. I have supernatural faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, under the blood covenant, I bind Satan. Hallelujah. I just saw a brown bear trying to come up on this platform. I'm serious. That clown would try anything. Now, I know some of you people, I didn't see no brown bear. Hallelujah. You can't do it, can you, Satan? Hallelujah. 6 in the orange. We're going to get a miracle. We're on the brink of a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Troubles to confound you, and he lies and says this time there's no way you can find to make it through. Oh, remember God. God's true word. The battle is the Lord's. Don't give in to that fear. Think on things that are pure and bright.
Yes.
Your miracle is here. So don't give up on the brink of a miracle. And don't give in. God is still on the throne.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't give up. Keep seeking. Keep seeking. Hallelujah. There's another place the Bible says, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. Keep after it. Get violent faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Command the hand of God.
Amen.
You're a son, you're a daughter, you're a king, you're a priest, you're part of the body of Christ. Command the hand of God. Command the hand of God. To some people, they may say, oh, I don't know. If the word says it, do it. Become a doer of the word of God. Amen. The violent take it by faith. Hallelujah. You're up against the devil. You're up against sickness and disease and poverty and anything else he can throw at you. You got to get violent. Amen. You got to get violent with your mind. You got to get violent with your emotions. Don't let those emotions rise up and grieve the Holy Spirit. We all got to grow into it, saints. But if you'll seek it, he'll add to you. If you let God help you work your salvation out, you shall be delivered from divorce, from sickness, from disease, from financial things. That's part of your salvation. It's part of my salvation. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Those who want prayer, come up here quickly in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Just raise your hands. Oh, I expect, Lord, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah glory. I expect, Lord Jesus, that you'll do all this work, Lord, that needs to be done in our lives, Lord. I expect your promises, Lord. I expect the kingdom to operate, Lord. I expect you to add to these people, Lord. Because we release the faith you've given us, Lord Jesus, and we command the hand of God to do a work tonight, Lord, in these people's lives, Lord, wherever they need it, wherever they need it, because if we believe, all things are possible with us, and all things are possible with you, Lord, and so we're going to combine it. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us tonight, to let the mind of Christ come into us so that we can believe and have the faith. As the hand of God moves upon these people, moves upon their marriage, their finances, their ministries, their businesses, or whatever it may be, upon their physical bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus, your anointing, your power, Lord Jesus, we expect it right now in Jesus' holy name. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's somebody who's got something going on in one of your muscles in your leg. And it bothers you, and God is healing that right now. It's almost like sometimes a needle but a burn or something like that type of sensation, and God is doing it. It seems to be on the left leg. Hallelujah. God's healing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God's healing it right now in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, whew, the precious, precious anointing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Ooh, just yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the precious anointing, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the precious anointing, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Ooh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the precious anointing. Oh. Precious anointing, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Portion go into him right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, the precious Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, King Jesus. The precious anointing, Lord. Father God, I just speak your healing power, Jesus, into this man, Lord. Your healing power, Lord. Every disturbance that doesn't belong there, I command it to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mm. Praise God. Ooh. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every bit of it. Go! In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every bit of it. Go! 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 In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Let the blessings of your love flow upon your daughter, Father God. In Jesus' name. And every disturbance, Lord, that seems to attack her mind is going to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Go! Go! Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence, Lord. The presence, Lord. The presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The presence, Lord. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, yeah, get a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Now, here's the thing. God done something to you tonight. It's up to you to seek it. I was up there. I felt something. I felt the presence of God. Why did you do that, Lord? I'm going to seek it until you tell me. And then when you tell me, I'm going to continue seeking it so you can continue adding to me. So you just didn't come up here to get a feeling. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Bring to light, Lord Jesus. Bring to light, Lord. Every weight, every journey that he's taken on the wrong path and is thinking right now, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, every bit of it, in Jesus' name. Go! Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God told me to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we lift you up, Lord Jesus. You are our King. You are our Lord. And we seek the kingdom and your righteousness. And you're going to add to us because we lack nothing, Lord. But we just don't know how to get it. And so we're asking the Holy Spirit to work with us. We know it's in our salvation. To work out more of our salvation. That deliverance comes to our eyes. Deliverance comes to our mind and our ears. Deliverance comes to our finances. Deliverance comes to our physical body. Deliverance comes to our heart and our lungs and our kidneys, Lord. And our pancreas, Lord. And our legs, Lord. And our veins. Deliverance, Lord, from salvation. Deliverance, Lord, that we'll no longer wonder and think about our physical body, but we'll think of you, Lord Jesus Christ, that your mind will start operating in us, Lord, and it'll start flowing in us. The mind of Christ will start calling forth diseases and they'll go, calling forth miracles and they'll come, calling forth the word of knowledge and wisdom in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're calling it forth, Lord. You're adding to this body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, a big percentage of the time, a big thing of God is go, go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you knew that or not. Hallelujah. This man right here, what's your first name? Jim. You know something? There's a tangled, weaving, tangled thing that sometimes you get caught up in. And God is going to break that all off from you tonight. As a matter of fact, he already has. God's going to give you a direction where you're going to be able to get the things and the promises from God that you couldn't get before. There's been great battles at times, sometimes so battle in your mind that it's overwhelming. But God says your mind's free tonight, and God says all that thing the enemy has weaved around you has been broken off, and God says you're going to walk in a freedom, you're going to walk in the promises, you're going to receive his love, and you're going to believe that you're a son of God, that you're a king and a priest, and God's called you, and there's something coming from the mind of Christ. Christ that's going to enter your life, and he's going to bring you victory. You're going to seek it, and you're going to give it to other people. Hallelujah. It's going to be an ongoing anointing that's going to break the yoke of bondage in people's lives for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's been a... What's your first name, dear? Edna? Oh, my. There has been a sadness that has come upon you. I don't know if it's family. I don't know if it's oppression or what it is. But God says tonight you're free. That sadness will no longer control your life. That sadness will leave you right now. When I say go, sadness, sadness is going to go. When I say go, sadness, sadness is going to go. I say go, sadness, go, sadness, in Jesus' name. Devil, you let go of her mind in Jesus' name. You let go of her mind, devil, in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, the resurrected power of Christ operating for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Violent faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, God's good, isn't he? I was sitting over there during the praise and worship. I want to say it before Jerry and Quentin. They all sneak out the door quickly. I want to say when she was singing, the praise team was singing, I saw a little girl on a gurney sitting right here. The mom and dad were here, but they weren't saved. She had a brain tumor, and she was on her deathbed, and she couldn't see. And the brain tumor left because she could see now. She was telling me things about in Scripture that I would show her. She was telling me the color of my shirt. She eventually, I helped her off the gurney. I don't know if she was 9 years old, somewhere around there. I helped her off this gurney and led all three of them to Jesus while I was sitting right over there. I never prayed nothing. I walked up and took her hand. They told me her first name, and I told her to sit up. She was in a coma. She was in a coma. The tumor left, and God won. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we give you the praise, Jesus. We know we don't do anything, but we just hunger for the mind of Christ to operate in the kingdom of God, to operate in the kingdom of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us as we desire, as we seek the supernatural, seek the mind of Christ. I know, Lord, you've done things in people's lives sitting in these pews, and they've almost lost it. They haven't recognized it as an ongoing ministry or as an ongoing blessing to bless other people. Now, we ask, Lord, that you return that light to them tonight, Lord. Return that revelation to them tonight, Lord. Let them rise up, Lord, and continue to seek how you used to use them. Just a very couple short years ago, Lord, things were happening. Things were happening. And now it seems to be deadened. They seem to be like a stagnant water. But God says tonight, the stagnant water is gone. God says tonight, fresh water, fresh anointing, fresh oil is flowing from my spirit. Because what was lost was never taken away. The gifts and the callings are irrevocable, but has gone back in your mind somewhere. But God says, I shall resurrect it by my mind. Because if it's gone back in your mind, you don't care. You want my mind. You want to be in the resurrection power. You want to get back in and seek the things of me, saith the Lord. Because if you do, it is going to be given to you because of your patience, because of your love for me, because of your your prayer and the study of my word, it shall be manifested back to you. You shall recognize it as light in revelation, and you shall walk in it, and you shall seek more of it. And God says, I'll add to it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, shake someone's hand and say something nice.